While U.S. supporters pondered what the World Cup draw means for their national side and readied for this weekend's MLS Cup match between Sporting Kansas City and Real Salt Lake, soccer fans in South Florida grew hopeful that a duo of sports superstars could lure an MLS franchise to Miami. Phil Latzman has the story.
James pulls up, puts it in, 4-point lead.
He's shooting for a third straight NBA title with the Miami Heat, but LeBron James has other goals. Already part owner of Liverpool FC in the English Premier League, King James may now be looking to bring the sport of soccer to subjects in his adopted home.
There's some interest on both sides. David has become a good friend of mine over the last few years, and I think it'd be great for the city to have a football club for sure. So there's interest on both sides, but it's preliminary talks.
Beckham, room to shoot. David Beckham! Oh, goodness me! Pure genius!
David is David Beckham, the dashing Englishman who just wrapped up a glorious 20-year playing career with league titles in four different countries. The former Manchester United, AC Milan, and Paris Saint-Germain standout helped put MLS on the map as a member of the Los Angeles Galaxy, which gave him a $32 million contract in 2007. As part of that deal, the league also gave him the option of purchasing his own franchise upon retirement at a deeply discounted rate of $25 million. In an interview with the BBC recently, the 38-year-old Beckham seemed ready to exercise that option in Miami.
Miami is definitely one of the cities that I'm excited about and that I've been to and that I think is a place where, you know, they need football.
Since hanging up the cleats in May, Beckham has made several trips to Florida and has had discussions with James and billionaire Ecuadorian businessman Marcelo Claure about a possible partnership. In the meantime, MLS is expanding. It has already more than doubled its size from an original 10 teams a decade ago to soon to be 21. Last month, the league announced the addition of Orlando City FC, giving Florida its first franchise since the Miami Fusion were disbanded after the 2001 season. So is this Beckham-LeBron pairing a sports marriage made in heaven?
Those are basically the two biggest names in international sport right now. You know, David Beckham and LeBron James. So if their name is attached to something, if their brand is attached to something, people are going to pay attention.
Michelle Kaufman has been covering soccer for over 20 years at the Miami Herald. She says those are the pros, but there are also plenty of cons.
Even with David Beckham's name on it and LeBron James' name on it, it's still an MLS team that they're talking about bringing here. And that's really the only question in my mind is, will the passionate international soccer fans here take some of their passion and give it to domestic soccer?
Miami is like a fruit salad. Everybody's in the bowl, but nobody ever gets together. They just bounce around in there together.
That's Tom Mulroy. He's president of the nearby Fort Lauderdale Strikers of the now reincarnated North American Soccer League. Mulroy, a former defender who played professionally against the likes of Pele, believes fans, especially in fickle Miami, won't be satisfied with just big-name owners.
You know, no one really comes to watch an owner. They come to watch players. So is Beckham's group going to be able to bring in the next Beckham to make sure that, you know, are they going to find the right place to put the stadium?
During a recent trip to Miami, Beckham took a tour of the Little Havana Baseball Park to see if it would be suitable for soccer. But he recently asked county leaders to consider a location at Port Miami, nearby cruise ships, shopping, and restaurants, which could provide instant game traffic. MLS Commissioner Don Garber says playing in the right facility is the key to the new franchise's success.
You need big-time owners that believe in the game and have financial resources to support it, particularly build a stadium. You need a great stadium site.
While pro soccer's future success in Miami isn't assured, MLS's viability may be. The league is coming off its two best attendance years on record. For Only a Game, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.